The bill to allow two casinos cleared the Senate last week. Its backers hope the addition of $25 million in revenue sharing to communities across the state will help it do what no casino plan has ever done, win passage in the New Hampshire House. But Concord businessman Steve Dupree, spokesman for Casino Free New Hampshire, says this latest bill also deserves to fail because revenue sharing can't be guaranteed going forward. But problems, he says, are sure to come.
It will cannibalize existing businesses. It has the crime, addiction, social costs. It doesn't raise that much revenue. Every state that's done casinos gets more addicted.
Polls show a majority of Grand Estaters do back a casino, and supporters say it would bring needed revenue to the state. Governor Maggie Hassan favors bringing a single casino to southern New Hampshire, which the current legislature has now rejected twice. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.